The question today is, why did Jesus, the Son of God, robe himself in flesh? That means, why was he virgin born? Why did he come in that sense? This is part number two. The first reason that Jesus Christ robed himself, the Son of God robed himself in flesh, was because it was to manifest his love toward fallen man. In other words, man's fell in sin in Adam, and he manifests his love toward us. The incarnation is a manifestation of the love of God because it is a manifestation of the divine nature, and the divine nature is love. Also, we said Jesus Christ robed himself in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. In other words, he made the devil's actions inoperative. Even though the devil is not destroyed yet, it's as good as done. Jesus Christ came and finished what he came for on the cross of Calvary to destroy the works of the devil. Also, he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill the law. And he also robed himself in flesh to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10 said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. But you say, preacher, everyone's lost. Well, that's true in a sense after they've reached the knowledge of accountability, but yet they do not know it. But he came to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, and this is basically where we got to in the last message on this question. We know that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Too many people today believe that Jesus Christ robed himself in flesh and came to this earth as man, as the God-man, to heal physically. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. That means he went to the cross of Calvary to heal us, but it's not to heal physically as some people try to teach today. He could have made blind men see and dumb men speak, deaf men hear, and have never had to robe himself in flesh, never had to left the portals of glory, but he came to heal man spiritually. Therefore, he sent not physically, but spiritually. Therefore, he sent the comfort of the Holy Ghost to woo you and draw you to the Lord, that you might be saved. In other words, there's no other way than that way. So he came, robed himself in flesh, that we might be saved, to seek and to save that which was lost. And I'm talking about to heal those spiritually, not physically, but spiritually. Another reason that Jesus Christ robed himself, the Son of God robed himself in flesh, is to take away our sin. To take away our sin. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 5, he said, and you know that he was manifest to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Manifest, he was manifest, means he robed himself in flesh and came, walked upon this earth in the body of a man, but yet he was the God-man. But he did it to take away our sin. That word to take away our sin means to lift up and to carry away. It gives the idea of what the word atonement has, and we dealt with that, the word atonement or asphyxiation. The word atonement means the asphyxiation of sin made by the obedience and personal suffering of Christ. The word asphyxiation means the act of making satisfaction for an offense by which guilt is done away and the obligation of the offended person to punish the crime is canceled and he's satisfied. I want to tell you, the cross is where Jesus suffered. That's where the personal suffering of Christ was at, and that satisfied a holy God who had been offended by sin. And in other words, that act, the shedding of the blood, brings forgiveness of sin and the guilt of sinners who exercises faith. In other words, there's forgiveness of not only of the sin, but the guilt of that sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:25, talking about Jesus Christ, he said, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. That word set forth means to put on public display, and he did that on the cross of Calvary. And he said he set him forth to be a propitiation. The word propitiation is a word which means sacrifice, substitute, and mercy seat. Jesus Christ manifested himself to take away our sin by being our sacrifice, by being our substitute, and by being our mercy seat. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 11 said, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins." And that those Old Testament types was offered sacrifices and substitutes upon the mercy seat for years and years and years, but they could never take away sin. But Jesus was robed himself in flesh, was manifest to take away our sin. No wonder John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus after he had been tempted for 40 days after his baptism, and he came back in John 1:29, John the Baptist saw him, knowing who he was, even though he's his cousin, even though he'd been around him when he grew up. He now knows he's the Son of God. And no wonder John said in John 1:29, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Why? Because he was the one who was the propitiation. He was our substitute, sacrifice, and substitute. But it's not the type. It's the reality, and it takes away our sin. And when one exercises faith in Christ's shed blood as his sacrifice, substitute, and mercy seat, then his sins are gone. Now, the only way you can exercise faith is for the Lord to grant you faith. Faith is a gift. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God." Faith is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one who gives that to you. And then when he grants you that faith, then you can exercise that faith in Christ's shed blood as your sacrifice and substitute and mercy seat. And when he does that, when you do that, then your sins are gone. Hebrews 10:17 says, "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Psalms 103, verse number 12, he said, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions," or our sins, "from us." In other words, as far as the east is the west. He didn't say from north to south, because if you go north, you'll come a point that you start going south. You'd find where your sins were if they were just hid there. Hey, but you can go south, and you'll get to a point, you'll start going north if you go around the earth, and you'd find your sins if that's where they were hidden. But he said, as far as the east is from the west, you can go west all you want to go and keep going west, and you'll circle the globe umpteen dozen times, and you'll still be going west. And the same with going east. There'll never be a point where east meets west or west meets east. And therefore, you'll never find your sin, because he hid them as far as the east is from west. In other words, your sins are gone. Why did he come? Why did he robe himself in flesh? To take away our sin. Not just to forgive us, but to take them away and remove them. I'll tell you another reason that Jesus Christ came as the Son of God, robe himself in flesh, was that we might have life. In other words, I know the Bible talks about the fact, and him is life. He that hath the Son hath life. Bible also says in John chapter 10, verse number 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus Christ, the Son of God, robed himself in flesh that we might have life. And not just an ordinary life, but abundant life that he spoke about. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 4, he says this in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 4. You find that? He says there, he said, it was for verse number 9, first chapter 4, verse 9. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." He sent him in this world that we might live through him, or that we might have life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 10, "But is now," and talking about Jesus, "but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." The gospel is the fact that he died on the cross of Calvary. But he abolished death and brought life. And Romans 1:16 said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." In other words, he brought life. He robed himself in flesh that we might live, but not just live an ordinary life, but that we might have the abundant life that he spoke about. Now, we've got an Old Testament type or a picture of this as far as the life was concerned. In Ezekiel chapter 16, verse number 6, He said, "And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live." Now, I was talking to Israel, of course, as a nation, and he's probably using an example of a child that was born on their trip as they were going into captivity, Babylonian captivity, and they literally just drove the baby aside. The umbilical cord had not yet even probably been cut, whatever, but it wasn't just thrown aside and left there to die. But yet God said, "I saw thee polluted in your own blood, and I said unto thee, live." Live, in other words, twice it's mentioned there. And so what we need to see is Jesus Christ came, manifested himself, went to the cross of Calvary, our propitiation, our sacrifice, our substitute, our mercy seat, that we might live. And all what we need for him to do today is to him to pass by in the person of the Holy Spirit of God and say unto us, we're polluted in our own blood. May say unto us, live, live. That's what we need today. And because that's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus Christ robed himself in flesh, that we might live. He also robed himself that because he wanted to manifest his love to us. He's seeking to save that which was lost, destroy the works of the devil, make them ineffective or inoperative in our lives. And he wants to save you more than you want him to. You see, John 14:21, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him." And that's what we need, is for him to manifest himself to us personally and say like the Old Testament type in Ezekiel 16:16, live, live. All we need life, and that's because the Son of God manifested himself in flesh that we might live. And what this means here, he said, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them. The word keepeth is a continuous action verb. And if we will continue in his word. Jesus said this to the group in John chapter 8, verse number 32. He said, "If you continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." If you'll continue in his word, if you'll obey his commandments, if you'll obey the light you've got, if you'll respond to the light you've got, God will give you more light. In other words, if you continue, he'll manifest himself to you through the Holy Ghost of God. Why? That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus robed himself in flesh. That's why he suffered. That's why he died. That's why he went to the cross of Calvary. He did that so that he might manifest his love toward us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Also to destroy the works of the devil, to fulfill the law, to seek and to save that which was lost, to take away our sin, and that we might live through him. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.